USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Damage assessments continuing in part of the northern Philippines after a series of strong earthquakes. USA Radio's John Clemens.
The series of three earthquakes of 5.4, 5.9, with a third at a magnitude of 5.7, struck Saturday morning in the sparsely populated Batanes Islands in the northern Philippines. The Batanes Islands lies in the Luzon Strait that separates the Philippines with Taiwan.
At last check, at least 8 people were known dead, the number expected to rise. Over 60 other people were injured. The president lashing out on Twitter at House Oversight Committee Chairman Elijah Cummings, accusing the Maryland Democrat of bullying the Border Patrol about conditions at the southern border, and saying that the congressman's district in Baltimore is a far worse, filthy, and more dangerous place than any migrant detention center. And this is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a 2-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi claiming she is not trying to, quote, run out the clock on impeachment. She spoke at the Capitol Friday and said any decision on impeachment of President Trump would be made in a timely fashion, depending on the flow of evidence. Meanwhile, as Democrats remarking 200 days of control of the U.S. House, Michigan Congresswoman Haley Stevens delivered the Democratic address and noted that the House is going to continue to exercise its oversight authority.
We have exercised our patriotic duty to hold this administration accountable by conducting aggressive oversight and ensuring our national security by protecting the integrity of our elections.
A New York father is charged with negligent homicide after his twin infants were found dead in the back seat of his car yesterday. 37-year-old Juan Rodriguez says he forgot that the 11-month-old boy and girl were strapped in their seats when he went to work. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In North Carolina, a pair of State Bureau of Investigation agents are still recovering from injuries suffered in an explosion early Friday. Sampson County Sheriff Jimmy Thornton saying they'd called the agents in to help defuse a bomb that was discovered in a home that had been searched after a traffic stop.
The agents were attempting to destroy and eliminate those products. And in the process, before they got to the actual disposal, the sparks appeared. When that happened, there was a heck of an explosion.
One agent still in critical condition at last check, the other in stable. One person under arrest as the investigation continues. A newlywed woman from Belarus who was swept away by a river in Alaska was reportedly trying to reach an abandoned bus made famous by the book and film Into the Wild. 24-year-old Veromika Makamava and her husband, who was 24, were heading for the bus where hiker Christopher McCandless met his death in 1992. The bus has been the source of multiple rescues since it was made famous by John Krakauer's book published in 1996 and then by Sean Penn's film in 2007. And Las Vegas is dealing with a plague of grasshoppers thanks to a rainier-than-normal rainy season. They've been flourishing with tens of thousands of them infesting the Las Vegas Valley, and once they mate and lay eggs, it's likely there will be even more. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.